You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom's vaccines minister is feeling confident. Nadeem Zahawi says the easing of restrictions will be starting next week, but it won't be without caution. He wants people to take personal responsibility to help reduce transmission.
We will be setting out tomorrow guidelines on everything from mask wearing, the transition from mandating or government by diktat to taking personal responsibility, whether for our own actions or corporate responsibility. We're seeing a rise in infection rates in this country, but also in Europe and elsewhere. The difference is, for us, is that the vaccination program has been so successful that we are, as I say, almost 87% of all adults have been protected with one dose.
Mr. Zahawi says the UK government will look at ways to deal with the virus in the future, including a booster campaign starting in September. In South Africa, an adjusted alert level 4 of lockdown will continue with current measures remaining until July 25th. With COVID infections surging out of control, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says all social, political, religious and other gatherings will be prohibited and a curfew will be in place from 9pm until 4am. He says only those with permission to leave their homes can do so during this period.
For the last 2 weeks, the country has consistently recorded an average of nearly 20,000 daily new cases. At present, the country has over 200,000 active COVID cases. In the last 2 weeks, over 4,200 South Africans have lost their lives to COVID-19.
The sale of alcohol won't be allowed either during the lockdown and schools will stay closed. Myanmar is also facing challenges as its COVID cases rise. The healthcare system, already weak, is struggling. Two of the country's biggest cities are having trouble finding oxygen supplies. There's also a lack of adequate screening, testing capacity and vaccine availability. Meanwhile, in South America, there's a vaccination-thon underway in Peru's cities of Lima and Callao as part of its COVID vaccination rollout. Resident Raul Figuero says it's just what the country needs right now.
Feeling better with the full vaccine, with the two doses, you can work peacefully and our personal economy can get a little better. Because economically, the poorest people are suffering, not the rich people. The poorest people are suffering.
As part of the campaign, vaccination centres are operating for 36 hours straight to give people a chance to get inoculated. It's expected that more than 200,000 people will be vaccinated during the three-day vaccination marathon. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.